And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is endings and beginnings. We see how often endings and beginnings can be difficult for you as human beings. You often have a plan in mind, and when things end as necessary, you hold on to them, you clutch them, you want to take it back to the way things were. And then with new beginnings, the fear, often the terror of the unknown, the uncertainty, those things that you can't possibly know. Because it is new, it is creation unfolding, and creation is maintained and directed by God. So your mind can become quite upset as something is ending and something is beginning, and we ask you to see how your soul's life stream is ongoing and infinite, because it is a part of God. You are a part of God. God is within you. So endings and beginnings, they are simply the next step in your evolution. We ask you to trust evolution, to trust God, to trust your spirit guiding your human life right now. Your mind will try to grasp onto reasons and ideas so it is comfortable with an ending or a beginning. And it will try to pull things together to make it feel okay for itself. So this can often limit the beauty and the majesty of an ending and what it actually means to the evolution of your being, the opening, the expansion, growing, changing, accepting, allowing. And with new beginnings, the difficulty again is the mind not knowing the format, the characters, who and how you are supposed to be. It goes into a whirling dervish to try and put it together so it understands the new beginning. And guess what? That limits the goodness, the entirety, the fullness of God's plan for you unfolding. God's plan can delight you, perhaps not your mind, but your spirit. And dear ones, your spirit and God are the ones for you to look to check all of this out. When you feel you are clinging to the past or an ending, or wishing things were the way they used to be, pause right there and ask God and your spirit, is this the best and highest for me to let go of this and to keep moving forward? Yes. Creation is progressive. If there are things in your past that will serve you going forward, you cannot lose those. That is part of God's gifting and overarching care and direction for you. You cannot lose what is truly yours. And as you look to a new beginning, a new time, and it feels uncomfortable and like you aren't on solid ground, pause. Ask God and ask your spirit, is this okay for me to continue to step forward? Do you have anything for me to understand here as I keep walking forward? As you tune into God and your spirit, you will feel great comfort and knowingness that your steps and forward movement are correct, and the coming forward of God's divine plan for you and the magnificence of this plan will be present with you. You will learn much as you experiment with this. Check your own thinking this week, if you will, as you are holding on to the past, and ask the question, why am I doing this? And with newness coming forward, have the courage and the heart to continue to step forward and always ask for the highest truth in your guiding lights. These lights, dear ones, are the light of God. There is nothing that can top the light of God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.